Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Off the Top Rope, your podcast for anything and everything wrestling related. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with episode 2, and man, I am honestly, guys, I'm really excited. Before I get into it, Sean, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing all right.
Good. I just want to make sure to give you your proper introduction. So, Sean, in the world of wrestling, we've got probably one of the, to me, one of the biggest things that has stood out to me in this whole coronavirus effects and everything going on with the coronavirus, and that is the WWE releasing, well, they call it furloughing, you know, it's a prettier term, some of their talent, up-and-coming talent. It's one thing to hear it, Sean. It's another thing, guys. It's another thing to see these athletes, these professional athletes, recording themselves, talking to the fans, but also just releasing all that emotion. And I don't know about you, man. I couldn't get through some of after the first video. I felt horrible. I felt horrible for these people.
You showed the video of Drake Maverick.
Yeah, I think it was some blonde guy. You know, yeah. I'm not really up with the new up and coming talent. So
yeah, it was Drake Maverick. You saw him talking about like how much he loved being there, and how his friends he made, and like him being part of the Cruiserweight tournament going on right now. It's a round robin thing, and this is going to be his last three matches. Five matches maybe. And okay. He already had one match. Okay.
Yeah.
And of course he lost. So he has four more matches. I'm going to guess he's probably going to lose the next four matches to make sure he doesn't even get a chance to win. But yeah, that video alone really stuck with me for at least 10 minutes. I felt really bad for Drake. Drake is a really, really good guy. And okay. To me, he deserved better. He's talented. All he did with the company was manage a tag team, and then he was the general manager of 205 Live, which is the Cruiserweight show.
Okay. Yeah, I felt the same way. Like, I honestly, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I felt fucking terrible for him. I felt terrible for – I did eventually get around to watching one of the females that were released, and it's gut-wrenching. You know, these people, I don't know if they have families, kids, what they have. You know, it just sucks. It's a shitty situation. It's a shitty time of year. But what stood out is an even shittier business decision, a public relations decision, in my opinion, that they botched. Because
they shouldn't have done it. I mean, no. I get it, but if you want to save money, you could have just furloughed them. Okay. A lot of their backstage producers were furloughed, and then some were released. The people I hear, there's maybe some wrestlers that also were furloughed that haven't really came out and spoke, but a lot of them that has come out and spoke and said stuff have been released. And it sucks because they can't get work. They can't make money unless they're selling merchandise.
No, at all. It's a really fucked up situation that the WWE put itself into. Here's how I see this thing, guys. We're all dealing with this. Luckily, I've got a job still. I'm able to work. I'm considered essential work. An essential worker. I still have my job, thank God. My wife is on the opposite spectrum. She unfortunately cannot work right now. And, you know, it's hard with one income. You know, right now we're good, but we'll be okay in a month, 2 months when this thing is clearly, obviously, and I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, Sean, is not going to be over because we keep not taking the right precautions. We keep doing things wrong. We keep the way I see it, we're going about this all wrong. It's a band-aid that we're slowly pulling off that when, you know, at the end of the day, if you just rip the goddamn thing off, it'll be better in the long run. Right. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up for a company to say, hey, we're a multi-billion dollar publicly traded company. The head of the public image of the company, Vince McMahon, is part of the Billionaires Boys Club. why can't Vince McMahon say, hey, listen, instead of furloughing up-and-coming talent that really needs this money, they're the ones that really probably need it the most. You know, why don't we take Vince McMahon and all the top head executives, all the top heads that are part of the boardroom, because it's a publicly traded company, and sit down and say, hey, listen, we're all going to take a cut in pay. We're all going to take a cut in pay, plus our superstar. And I know I'm being unrealistic, because you know that, you know, big corporate heads, public, you know, big corporations like that, they're not going to take a pay cut. But it's the right thing to do in this time. You really want to save face and you want to correct us and say, hey, listen, we take back our furlough. Here's what we're going to do. Everyone's going to take a pay cut, myself included. Everyone's going to take a bare minimum pay cut to what is considered survivable, considering that these people have probably, you know, they have big houses, you know, things like that. I get that. But why can't everybody take a pay cut? Why not furlough the entire team? If you're going to furlough a few, furlough everybody. You know? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. I could be wrong, Sean. Personally, I think it's a big mistake, and it's going to haunt them for a while.
It's going to hurt them, and a lot of the wrestlers, all of them were taking it okay, but some of them were just like, you know, there's going to be the guys you really weren't noticed, so to say, like the guys in NXT. There's some guys who barely didn't even make it on television. There's one guy, I don't know if you read about this, I forget his name, because he was barely ever shown. I follow him on Instagram. He was in a really bad car accident. I guess his head went through his windshield, and he survived, but a major hole in his head.
Really?
And he got released after the fact, after his car accident.
Wow. I don't know. Like, yeah, some people are reacting right to this, but I feel like if it was me, if I've poured my whole life, my whole blood, sweat, and tears into this thing, and the last thing that I want is for the company that I love, the company that I bleed for, the company that I put my life on the line for, because these guys are putting their well-being and their life on the line. You know, we've seen what's happened to these guys, some of these people, you know, and, you know, wrestling, you know, shit happens and it's fucked up. I would be pretty fucking depressed personally if the company said, hey, you're done. Bye. Sorry. We need to take a pay cut, so we're going to trim the fat off, and you're the fat, so bye.
Exactly. I mean, they wanted money, and they released a lot of people that where they can save that money. And the biggest release out of this whole thing, like name-wise, is probably Kurt Angle. But Kurt Angle wasn't wrestling. Kurt Angle was just doing backstage stuff, probably doing a lot of outside work for WWE. But they released him. And then they even released guys like Zack Ryder, who's been there for a long time, and he's dedicated. And then they released guys like, let me give a name, like EC3, who wasn't even being used anyway. So it kind of helped him, because he was miserable. But still, he's even making a joke about it. He's selling a T-shirt saying, it's something about with essential worker joke that he's not an essential
wrestler. Right. I seen some stuff like that. I saw it. It was funny you said that, because the other day today I was scrolling through Instagram, and somebody on social media posted this picture, I guess, that they found this Barbie doll, and it says non-essential. Somebody photoshopped it, and like non-essential worker, and she's got like a wine. It's wine o'clock or whatever. I just thought it was hilarious. You know, it is good to make light of the thing sometimes, because, you know, I don't know about you, man, but I catch myself sometimes like, fuck, I just want to get back to normalcy. And as much as I'm a proponent for, look, we got to slow down, we got to take our time. It's hard now, let alone now these guys are going to be home, because let's be real, they're not going to find work easily.
No, you know? I think
unless TNA comes knock, or not TNA, what's it called?
All Elite Wrestling.
All Elite Wrestling, yeah. Unless they come knocking at the door, I don't see that happening anytime soon. So imagine being at home with your thoughts, being all that shit. You know what I'm saying? It sucks.
I know Tony Khan, who's the one who owns All Elite Wrestling. is looking to sign a couple of those people. And it's a big possibility because he's a billion-dollar man. He owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's making income regardless. I know All Elite Wrestling's not really making income only from their merchandise, and they're making income from TNT Network because of the contract they signed.
Right.
But and sponsorships. But other than that, they're not really making that much money, so they can't really sign anyone else at the moment, from what I read.
Exactly.
From what I know. So,
you know, speaking of, you know, All Elite Wrestling, AEW, right? You know, do you see them surviving this, being that they're new?
Yes. Oh, shit. Yes. Yes. I feel like they can survive.
Right. Now, I can't help but wonder, like, you know, let's say, you know, these guys aren't getting, you know, seats in, you know, seats filled. They're not getting, you know, that revenue stream for their shows, even though they are pre-recorded. You know, can that company really survive on just a contract alone and merchandise and whatever else? You know, can that really help them get through this storm? I don't know. We'll see what happens, obviously. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Sean? Anything else you want to highlight? Anything else that's gone down that you want to talk about real quick before we wrap this thing up? Because we're just trying to keep this one, you know, nice and short for the listeners.
I mean, other thing, like I always say, to support the guys who got released, they have pro wrestling tees. Buy their merchandise, help them out.
Yeah.
And do what you can to show the support, because this is going through tough times and it sucks.
It does suck. It really does suck. And, you know, I think something that people don't realize is that they see the Undertakers, the Stone Colds, the Alexa Blisses of the world, and they see that, you know, their net worth is, you know, 20 million, 10 million. You know, I think the Undertaker's net worth is, what, $80 million or something like that, if not more, because he's a brand. He is a brand, and he's a big brand, you know. They're the exception to the financial, you know, situation. But the majority of the wrestlers don't really make all that much money unless you're top bill.
Yeah. Exactly. There's a lot of guys who are making close to six figures, but not even that close.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, we really hope that everything works out in the best interest for, you know, not so much for the WWE, even though we want to, you know, as much as, you know, WWE has become this big corporate conglomerate, you know, guys, I apologize. My dogs are barking in the background. One of my neighbors is a total jackass and refuses to stop running his little RC car, and all the neighbors are getting real pissed off. I keep, mind you, Sean, while I'm looking off to the side here, all the neighbors are outside staring at this fucking thing. I'm like, it's one of those gas-powered ones, so it's like a mini Fast and the Furious car driving around. It's fucking annoying, guys. I apologize for the segue there, and I apologize for the zooming that you hear and the dogs barking. It's just, you know, it's fucking annoying. I apologize. But anyways, guys, back to it. So, look, you know, at the end of the day, I hope this works out in the best interest of the wrestlers that got released. Maybe this is, you know, a sign that they needed to leave the WWE and they need to focus on bettering their craft, figuring out their character, their promos, things like that. Who knows? I don't know. I'm at this point, I'm just talking out of my ass. But is there anything else in the wrestling world that you want to talk about real quick, Sean? That stood out to you this week real quick?
Nothing remotely stood out this week, because I mean, last week was like the dark, maybe a week and a half ago, I can't remember this, but the dark day when they released all those people, and they're still going to release people. But other than that, in the wrestling world, it's just going to keep normal. One thing I can mention is that Vince McMahon is, for the foreseeable future, is going to keep doing the no crowd for at least a few more months. And
don't be mistaken, guys. If you really believe that in 2 months, 3 months, we're going to see a return to normal packed arenas, and like we talked about in our first premiere episode, you know, Sean, it's impossible, dude. It's impossible for wrestling to be as exciting without that crowd reaction, because that's what the wrestlers rely on. it's going to be some time, and I wonder if this is going to be the new normal for at least a year. I can't help but wonder that.
It is. Even with the new WrestleMania next year in Los Angeles, Hollywood, I feel like that's probably not going to happen at this point.
Right.
That's literally, I feel at this point it's not going to happen. Because that's just right. So many people in that. I don't know if you read, but that new stadium that's open in LA where they're going to have WrestleMania.
I've heard about it.
It fits over 100,000 people plus.
Right.
So
right. There's
no way. 100% no way.
No way. And, you know, it's funny, like, you know, not to shamelessly plug my other podcast that I produce and run, The Critic Cave. You can find us anywhere on where podcasts are distributed. You know, we were talking about, we had a special guest yesterday, goes by Recon. He was a military guy, and we were all talking about this. You know, Sean, have you seen the movie Extraction?
The new one on Netflix of Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it for the most part. You know, if you do want to listen to that podcast, you're more than welcome to. And something that we were talking about is, part of me can't help but wonder, I'm a huge cinema fan. I love wrestling, but I'm an even bigger fan of cinema. And I love going to the movies because that's part of my other podcast. Is my job with that podcast is to go to the theaters and see new releases with Christian. And we both agree that even if theaters are open in a couple of months, I don't think we're going to go and see movies in a theater. We don't want to be packed into a theater. You know, it's, I keep saying the new norm, and it seems to bother people when I say the new norm, because I feel like people are in denial of this whole thing. I don't know about you. I feel like people are really in denial. And I'm like, listen, guys, this is unfortunately the new norm.
I get annoyed when I see people saying, like the protest happening, let's bring the country back up, you know.
Dude, those fucking pictures. I mean, come on.
It's not going to happen. People need to learn this pandemic, this virus. It's really nothing to mess with.
Yeah.
And we need to, I'm not going to use any big word, but we just need to smarten up, honestly. Like, be real. If you want to get sick, then go out there and do what you can to get sick. But honestly, like, just let's beat this. And I've been reading also, we're going to beat this. Say we peak in the next couple months. I'm reading the winter time when the virus is still around, it's going to be even deadlier. Think about it. I mean, it's true. Colder weather.
Yeah. You know, I said this to my wife, and my wife gave me a little bit of shit about it, but I can't help but thinking, look, guys, I'm not a religious person, and I don't mean to bring religion into this or anything like that. If you believe in a higher power, you know, that's on you. If you do, if you don't, you know, we're not here to judge it. That's on you. That's your personal choice. But I can't help but wonder, is this, at least here in Florida where we record this podcast, Sean, right? It's been raining. The weather's been really shitty lately. I don't know what it's been like around other parts of the world, but it makes me think, is that a sign of like, hey, stay the fuck home? Like, is a higher power trying to tell us, yo, stay the fuck home?
Exactly. I mean, a couple of days ago, we were going through stormy weather where tornado warnings,
horrible, dude.
Tornado
horrible.
Watches.
After what? It had been what? Maybe two days since they had opened the beaches back up here in Florida?
That's another thing. What? I get it, but they opened the beaches. What happened about an hour, 2 hours later? The beach was filled. Jacksonville.
Yep.
You can even search it on Google. Yep. Jacksonville beach was fucking full. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It just shows you, it makes me lose faith in humanity a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit more than a little bit. But, you know, anyways, not to drag down the, you know, the emotion of the podcast. But, guys, I think that wraps it up for the episode. Right, Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah. What you want to talk about? What you want to say? Go for it.
Let's hope soon wrestling can go back to what we love, seeing the audience, the roaring crowds, the signs, the great storylines, the great moments. But that's going to be a while. Hopefully, it's not forever.
Hopefully not. You know, I agree. I hope it's not. And, you know, I think on that note, Sean, is there anything else you want to tell the listeners out there before we go ahead and sign off?
Keep tuning in every week or every couple weeks whenever this comes out. Thank you, everyone. Stay safe.
Remember, stay indeed, safe. Guys. Stay safe. And guys, just a reminder, if you're listening to us, if you want to recommend us to anybody, guys, listen up. You know, if you're on Apple iTunes, go ahead and review us, and please give us a 5-star rating, guys. Those 5-star ratings help us out drastically to help increase the odds of us being seen by more people. And ladies and gentlemen, what happens when more listeners get to see us when they're searching throughout the podcast community, the different platforms? You get more content, you get better content, because we'll get more financial means to be able to do this, because we are sponsored right now currently by Anchor, guys. So I do want to give a quick shout out, Sean, to Anchor. We have converted over to Anchor. Anchor is an amazing platform. It's completely free to host your podcast. And if anyone asks you, Sean, or asks me, seriously, I'm not even exaggerating. It's not because they're sponsoring this podcast now, that Anchor is the way to go. It's completely free, unlike other sites that I'm not going to name, that you pay $10, $20, $30, $40 a month, not including other things that you have to pay for. Anchor does it all for you. You don't have to do anything, guys. So ladies and gentlemen, on that note, I have been Brian. Sean, you want to say goodbye to the people?
Again, thank you everyone for listening. See you next week.
See you next week, ladies and gentlemen. Stay home, stay safe, quarantine. Don't be an idiot. Be safe, guys. Bye.